Welcome to the Whole Damn Vibe podcast. I'm your host, Steph Wharton, and I'm on a mission to help folks realize you can have a life that's a whole damn vibe. You can create more white space in your calendar, take up new hobbies, and do more of the things that make you truly happy. Tune in as we discuss all things taking up space, making scary decisions, and unapologetically breaking the rules to build the business and life of your dreams.
If I look back at the last couple of years, I can actually think of multiple instances where through my marketing, specifically on social media, I was sharing different instances where I was booking speaking engagements. And it was something that was very related and applicable to what I was talking about in the moment, because I was promoting different programs where I would help folks book speaking engagements. And some of the proof, the social proof that I was sharing, the screenshots, it was all around all the different DMs that I receive and the emails in my inbox, and basically all these different invitations, all these opportunities to go either interview on a podcast or put on a guest training inside of a coaching program or to speak at some event, a conference, virtually, in person, and so on. And I love sharing that because it literally serves as proof of what becomes possible for people when they choose to make speaking a priority. It also helps folks see how I embody what I coach, mentor, and preach through my content and through my programs. So it's not just one of those things that I tell you to go ahead and do and that you get to experience success through speaking. It's like, no. I literally do this inside of my business. Speaking, collaborations, strategic partnerships, this is all how I run my business. It's how I attract new clients, how I increase my revenue. It's how I amplify my reach for my business, my message, my offers, and all the things that I care so deeply about. So this is something that I coach and I mentor people on because I believe in it so deeply, right? It's how I've been able to create more reach and revenue without sacrificing rest, without sacrificing my personal life, and instead being able to create even more blank space in my calendar to create those new memories and spend more time with my wife and now with my son. So I love sharing those screenshots. However, I know what can happen when we share the highlight reels, right? When you see, as a consumer, you see other coaches, other leaders in the online space sharing all these wins, all these screenshots of either sales or screenshots of speaking opportunities or screenshots of people DMing them, inquiring about their offers, whether they decided to sign up or not, who knows, right? And all that is amazing because it does give you a taste, kind of like a sneak peek of what things could look like for yourself. But it also sends a lot of people into comparison mode because it starts to form this narrative in your head that if you don't have the same level of DMs, inquiries, and sales and speaking engagements, then you're not good enough. You're not successful enough, you're not making enough money, you're not seen as a leader enough, and it all starts like adding up and compiling into the ultimate feeling, the ultimate perception that you are just not enough as a human being, right? You're not smart enough, you're not successful enough, it all compiles onto this whole feeling of unworthiness. But really, there's so much context that can be shared. First of all, just context, period, right? Like if you're getting DMs, well, why are you getting DMs? Where are the DMs coming from? What did you do to get those DMs? If you're getting the sales, is it cash? Is it payment plans? Is it past clients, current, like new clients? Are you upselling? Are you selling just through social media, through email, through podcast, through this? How long have you been doing all these things? How much experience do you have? Like, right? There's so much context that can go into this that can help paint a more honest picture, a more transparent picture that can give people a better perception of how that can become possible for other people as well as themselves. But beyond the context, I think what's so important to understand, and is something that I want to share with you right now in this episode, that you can be immensely successful, but it also can require a lot of work and intentionality. And what I mean by this is that, let's use me as an example, right? I've gone through seasons, a very recent season actually, where in my marketing, I was asking people to DM me a specific word in order to find out about a program. By program, I mean a variety of programs. It's the entire speaker experience, where it's a challenge, mini mind, and a mastermind, all designed around embracing your speaker identity to amplify your impact. And it's a program that I'm really freaking excited about. However, I'm planning on at least one of those programs, the mastermind, I'm planning on not publicly launching it. As a new mama, I don't have the capacity for that, to be honest. It's just, it's a big program. It's going to take a lot out of me, time-wise, energy, mindset, all that. And I am currently only working 2 days a week. So I do not have the capacity to put on the level of work that I would want to put into for this launch. So I'm actually completely switching up my strategy, which I can totally share with you on a different episode just to kind of keep things focused. Let me know if you're interested in that. Like, feel free to send questions, send me DMs, and I'll craft like either one or multiple episodes around that. But essentially, I'm re-strategizing everything. And just for the sake of this conversation, there's 3 offers. 2 of them we're going to do public launches for. When I say we, I say me. And then the 3rd one is going to be inquiry only / if anybody reaches out, DMs me this word. If, let's say, past clients, current clients want to upsell into that program, like there's going to be different ways of joining and enrolling in the mastermind. I'm just not going to be doing a public launch with open and closed cards and a specific start date. So for that, I've been very intentional with, while I was launching Visibility Tour, even before that, actually, I was asking people, like I mentioned, to DM me a specific word if what I was saying resonated and they wanted to hear more about my plans for the future of the speaker experience. It was almost like preliminary kind of testing the waters with what I was envisioning for the program. And while I was doing that, I was receiving a lot of DMs. Like, it was like record timing. People kept DMing me, speaker, 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 speaker. And they wanted to know more about this experience and what it entailed and the different programs. And every person that was reaching out, they'd be like, okay, well, tell me more about all 3, or tell me more about the mini mind, or tell me more about the challenge. And based on where they were on their speaker experience, they were able to basically direct the conversation into getting the kind of information that they needed for their speaker journey. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I was being intentional about that, right? The way that I was marketing, the way that I was even just crafting my call to action, where I was inviting people to take action in a very specific way, all was around getting people to send me a DM. That is the reason I was getting so many DM inquiries around this new program that I hadn't even launched yet, that I barely even spoken about. So you get to experience the same thing if you're intentional with your strategy. But just because you see somebody getting millions of DMs doesn't mean that all of a sudden, if you follow their strategy, let's say in terms of like marketing or in terms of like creating a funnel, that all of a sudden you're going to get the same DMs. The reason they're getting the DMs, other than building brand awareness and strong leadership in the online space, which definitely can account to that, is because their specific strategy was like mine to get people to send them DMs, to get the people to send a specific word and whatever in order to get that influx of DMs and get those conversations started. So it doesn't just necessarily magically happen when you finally made it, or when people are so obsessed with you and they want to work with you in every way imaginable. And every time you release something, they're just asking and like running and like bringing their credit card and like, hey, I'm ready to join. Yes, that is also a possibility. But when we start to realize that one of the main reasons people are getting so many DMs is because they're being intentional with it, it actually simplifies that quote-unquote formula to what you're deeming to be successful, or that sign of success, and you get to replicate that for yourself, right? So it's one more way that now, if that's what you want, if you want the DMs, you can get the DMs, but they're not just going to magically appear. You can't just cross your fingers, stay silent, and hope that people will DM you. You have to ask for the DM, right? If instead you're putting out amazing content, but you're telling people to go through the link in bio, well, of course you're not going to get DMs. Like, you might get some, don't get me wrong, because some people just prefer to DM over fill out an application. But it's, you're not going to get the level of DMs that so-and-so Sarah is getting online, because she's asking for them and you're not. So I just realized I went through a whole tangent about DM with respect to sales and inquiries. But what I meant to actually share with you is the fact that, so the screenshots I was sharing have been sharing within the past couple of years around speaking opportunities, that the same principle applies, right? So the way this applies in the speaking world is the reason I often boast about receiving seven different speaking invitations and slash opportunities in 1 week alone, which is equivalent to like one invitation a day. That does become possible, but that is not my norm on a day-to-day basis, right? So let me explain this. The reason I sometimes receive literally daily invitations to speak at conferences, be interviewed on podcasts, do guest trainings, and so on, is because I do a push for speaking. I get very intentional. I put myself in the rooms that I want to be in. I tell people that I am speaking. I tell people I'm going on a visibility tour. I step even deeper into my content through thought leadership and position myself as a speaker so that as I build my brand awareness around speaking, around my thought leadership, more people start to notice and more people start to invite me to speak, right? Like, this is exactly the entire premise behind visibility tour. And why so many clients join this challenge, because for 30 days you get to embrace your speaker identity, and through that you get to start to experience what it can look like to receive those, hopefully daily, but those the consistency, and as it increases as you raise your own brand awareness around your speaker identity, and you get all these opportunities, right? So if you don't do the push, like if I'm not doing this push for visibility to land speaking engagements, then my DMs are empty. Same goes for sales. Like, if I'm not asking and inviting people to reach out and to inquire about a specific offer, my DMs are a total graveyard. I actually had somebody I'm connected to who attends our weekly co-work and networking calls on Tuesdays. And she actually asked me, I think it was last week when I was, I mean, by the time I'm recording this, right? And she was asking, what do my DMs look like? She's asking the group as a collective. And I remember sharing and being completely transparent. And I'm like, honestly, my DMs aren't that busy. Like, yes, I'm falling behind a little bit now because I'm a new mama. And honestly, I try and prioritize the things that make the most sense for me, which means I usually prioritize DMs for my clients. And by DMs, I mean like Telegram and Slack, right? Like, where we actually coach. So, yes, I might have anywhere between like 5, 10, or 15 DMs that I haven't opened on any given day, but those aren't all inquiries. And that's what this friend was asking. So, she was asking, like, how do you handle, right? Like, influx in DMs, influx in inquiries. And I'm like, no. Like, that's not a thing. Like, when people are talking about the fact that their DMs are blowing up and they all have, like, numerous inquiries on like a daily basis or whatever. Yes, sometimes, like I said earlier, if you build up your business enough, like you get to experience that naturally. But a lot of the times it's actually just an intentional strategy, right? You're asking for people to reach out. Same way that I ask and I put myself out there to attract speaking engagements. And that is the reason why when I do those pushes, when my clients participate for 30 days inside of Visibility Tour, they start to receive regular speaking inquiries. But then when they don't do the challenge anymore, all of a sudden, yeah, you might be receiving an inquiry here and there because you're slowly starting to build up that more consistent awareness around you as a speaker, which definitely does organically start to build up. However, the inquiries are less, right? And that's what I love that, for example, we're doing the second round of Visibility Tour right now live, and there's almost half the people that are in this cohort now live are past clients that took that joint visibility tour the first round. And they're like, Steph, I need to do this again. And it's exactly that because they saw the potential, they saw experienced success, they saw what became possible when they joined visibility tour the first round. And they're like, I want a new push in speaking opportunities. I want a new push in visibility. I want to expand my reach. I want to get in front of new audiences, attract new clients. I want to do a new launch. I want to share my mission of impact with the world. Like, I want to do all these things. And I know that speaking is going to be the easiest and fastest and most impactful way of doing that. So you get to intentionally ask for what you want, whether that's speaking, whether that's new clients, whether you want the DMs, you get to do that, right? And I think this is such an important conversation to be having because I could be just sharing the screenshots about how I get 7 inquiries in 7 days and how I've already booked over like north of 14 speaking engagements this year alone within the first, like within 1 month, they were all booked and ready to go. Or I could say that. I could show you how you can book that many speaking engagements, make that much money, etc., but also show you the behind the scenes, right? Also show you the reality, the duality that comes with it, which is either the added work that now you got to book all these speaking engagements, which to be honest is not that much work, but let's still, for the sake of transparency, it's still one more meeting on your calendar, and show you that it's because it's intentional. Just doesn't magically happen, right? Like when I talk about out of the blue clients, when I talk about inquiries coming to you out of the blue, both to speak, to work with you, etc., it's not just magic. It just feels like magic because it all happens so organically as you put yourself out there, as you start to build more awareness, as you start booking more speaking engagements and more people start finding out about you, about your stories, your unique perspective, your unique concepts that you share and that you coach on or teach on or support your clients through with Done For You services. And it starts to happen out of the blue because people reach out to you versus you constantly having to do the outreach, the lead gen, and so on. So it really does get to happen, right? You get to have all those speaking opportunities coming to you in your DMs and your inbox, but it's about intentionally putting yourself out there. It's about intentionally embracing your speaker identity in order to make that happen.
Ultimate Speaker Experience. This is a series of 3 programs that take you on a journey as you confidently embrace your speaker identity to amplify your impact. The vibes are all about speaking on stages, making 5 figures from one event, and starting the movement to create real change in the world. There's Visibility Tour, a challenge where you embrace your speaker identity for 30 days to attract speaking engagements out of the blue. Then there's the Speaker Identity, a mini mind where we curate your speaker portfolio and map out an intentional visibility strategy to attract clients out of the blue. And finally, the Speaker Experience, a mastermind where we'll amplify your brand, leadership, and speaker identity as you step into your most sustainable and impactful business model yet. Ready to create more reach and revenue than ever before without sacrificing rest? Apply through the link in the show notes right now or DM me the word speaker on Instagram to get all the details and to join the speaker movement.